Now to close-up, Peak Animal Welfare Group, the RSPCA, is slamming the performance of live exporters with a report showing nearly 100 complaints have been made in the past 5 years, including critical breaches. I spoke with the organisation's chief scientist, Dr. Bitter Jones, who says there's still major issues with the industry. Dr. Jones, Otway says there have been measures installed to help clean up the industry. What's your view?
Well, look, the report that came out last week described breaches of the supply chain in four different countries, in Gaza, Israel, Thailand and Vietnam. Otway exports were involved in breaches in Israel, so in an abattoir that was clearly unable to meet the standards that are required by the Australian government. Australian cattle were going and sheep were going into that abattoir, and Otway was one of the exporters. Our concern is that that abattoir was actually allowed to receive Australian animals when it was clear that they weren't able to meet the standards that are required. And Otway haven't actually ever provided an explanation for that.
In terms of cleaning up the industry, I mean, how long is this going to take?
There are deep flaws in the live export system, and unfortunately this government doesn't seem interested in dealing with any of those. So we've got problems in terms of the standards under which animals are loaded onto ships, the long journeys that they endure, and the fact that at the other end, even though we are supposed to have a supply chain assurance scheme, there have been to date 97 complaints of breaches of that system. This report has shown appalling treatment of Australian animals in Gaza, Israel, Thailand and Vietnam. So we know that that supply chain system isn't working to protect all Australian animals from cruelty. Most Australian animals that are exported are slaughtered without stunning. So that there are inherent problems with live export, and problems that would be solved if government chose to support a transition to a meat export trade so that those animals were slaughtered here in Australia under Australian conditions.
You've mentioned the federal government. Is it ultimately their responsibility to fix this up?
Look, it is. The regulation of the live export trade is a federal government responsibility, and without federal government support for a change in policy, unfortunately, the live export trade will continue. At the moment, there are the competition between live export business and the meat processing industry is meaning that Australian animals are actually being put on boats and exported out of the country to be slaughtered when they would normally be slaughtered in processing facilities here. So that's actually losing jobs in Australia right now, and it's certainly damaging Australia's reputation for quality and decimating our reputation in terms of humane animal production.
And in terms of what should be done in the short term, are you calling for a halt in live exports?
We would like to see a sensible approach to this and a planned transition away from live exports. So the first step to that is looking at ways of expanding the meat export industry. So meat exports are actually Australia's biggest agricultural export in terms of live versus meat. So 7 times the value of the live export market, and over 90% of sheep and cattle produced in Australia are slaughtered here. What we'd like to see is that shift over time to 100%.
The RSPCA's Dr. Bitter Jones there. And that's the state of the country. Follow us on Twitter at Nat Rural News. I'm Laura Parr. Good afternoon.
This has been the National Rural News.